Welcome to Twat Radio. Today is Friday, July 21st, 2006. My name is Jesse, aka Silver, and I will be your host for today. If you have any questions or comments regarding this episode of Twat, please feel free to email me at silverballs@gmail.com. Again, that is silverballs, SILVERBALLZ, at gmail.com. Today we're going to get you started using Snort. What is Snort, you ask? Snort is a network intrusion detection system, and that is short for NIDS. Basically what this is an early warning radar system for break-ins and intrusions. It sniffs packets from the network and analyzes them according to a collection of well-known signatures, characteristic of suspicious or hostile activities. This sounds like an antivirus tool which looks for patterns and files to identify viruses. Snort can identify the hidden fingerprints of attempted buffer overflows, denial of service attacks, port scans, and many other kinds of probes. When Snort detects a disturbing event, it can log network trace information for further investigation and issue alerts so you can respond rapidly. Snort is included with SUSE, but not Red Hat. If you need it or if you want to upgrade, download the source from snort.org and unpack it. Again, that is snort.org, S-N-O-R-T.org. After you have unpacked the tar file, you will need to compile it and install the binary and man page as root. Next, create a logging directory. This directory should not be publicly available since it will contain potentially sensitive data. Finally, install the configuration file and rules database and you should be set. If you don't know exactly what the commands are, then you can follow along using a quick install guide I have posted on twattech.org as well as my own website, which can be found at silverballs.com/twat. Again, that is silverballs.com/twat. This concludes today's episode, and I hope everyone will find my first podcast useful. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at silverballs@gmail.com, SILVERBALLZ@gmail.com. Peace out, everyone.